Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And Max Ebel, and now we can maybe talk about Max Ebel. I mean, Max Ebel was the sport director at Gladbach, Borussia Mönchengladbach, for 28 to 2022. You know, do the math. So, I mean, he knows the transfer market and like all the agents and who needs what, where do you have to talk to whom, right? How are the different cultures and different leagues? He knows everything in and out.
Well, on that then, that's interesting because, like I say, he's a name I've seen a lot of Liverpool fans talk about and say he would be the one they'd want to replace Schmadke whenever that day comes. But more importantly, I think he would be the one they want to replace Michael Edwards and Julian Ward, the guys that have gone before, because we spoke about it earlier. Like, Schmadke is a very different type of sporting director. He's a deal maker. He's the man to get things over the line. Is Abel then, is he more like a Michael Edwards, more like a Julian Ward, like a best in class? He knows all angles of it, I guess, the data side of things. Does he cover all bases? Is he a bit different to Schmadke in that sense, would you say? And how highly regarded is he in Germany? Is he very well thought of? Is he one of the best around?
Yeah, so, I mean, he is a bit different than Edwards, I think, but he's closer to Edwards than Schmadke was to Edwards. Because, I mean, Max Ebel is still a kind of a deal-maker type, but he always was assisted by some other business assistant, executive, whatever their job title was, right? I mean, and you always have these, and you have always have lawyers involved and someone from the finance department. And of course you have, right? There's never only one person doing all the things, especially when it comes down to, I don't know, 40, 50 million deals and like salaries of 10 million and more per year. So, but Ebel is much more involved and also inclined in like the international transfer market than Schmadke was. Schmadke was more of a, you know, Germany only guy, or maybe Central Europe only guy. And Schmadke's best Ebel's best signings over the past 15 years or so came from abroad. You know, he signed Granit Xhaka from Basel back in the day, before Xhaka then his breakthrough at Gladbach, and then he moved to Arsenal, and we know how that, I mean, it was a success story overall. He signed Marcus Thuram from France, and who is now at Inter. He signed Alassane Plea. He signed all these, especially many guys from France. He has good contacts to France. That's also because the dynamics right now in the internet, when we look at the transfer market from an international standpoint, is basically the Bundesliga looks a little bit like a feeder league for the Premier League, but France looks a bit like a feeder league for Germany, for Bundesliga. Yeah, that's a bit of the power balance right now, because the Premier League, of course, pays the highest salaries. France is behind. It's like the fifth best league, sixth best league in Europe, and the Bundesliga is above France and Netherlands. So they often look like, all right, who can we get from France? Because, I mean, also, like, look at the French national team and the youth national teams. Like, they have talents left and right, and yeah, Paris alone could probably win the World Cup now, yeah. Like with all the Paris talents. But yeah, so that's his biggest strength, is really like being involved in the transfer market, knowing which players are available, knowing all the agents. And I think that's much more closer to what Edwards did.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and he's obviously been linked away. Like we said, he spent all that time at Mönchengladbach. I think he spent a little bit of time having a little break, a sabbatical, if you like, and then obviously gets appointed at Leipzig. Is it possible that he moves on from Leipzig again? Obviously, we spoke about the Bayern links, and there's a possibility Liverpool join this particular race. Do you think he will be moving on at the end of this season?
Yes. So when you quickly look back at his career, I mean, he had a lot of success with Gladbach in the early 2010s, right? With Lucien Favre as the head coach. Then all the best players got pulled away from them, like Marco Reus and all these type of guys. Dante, who then played at Bayern, who's actually completely different pronounced in Portuguese, by the way. But we call him Dante. So he needed to rebuild the team. Did that successfully with Granit Xhaka and a few others. Also with Neuhaus, for instance. Florian Neuhaus was linked with Liverpool for a while. So he found new players. But the last maybe 2 or 3 years at Gladbach, he didn't do the best job. Of course, rebuilding team again and again, at some point you might not be able to do that. I mean, that's also a Liverpool story in a sense, right? Rebuilding the team again and again. Sometimes you get in the slump and then you have like the Brendan Rodgers years, right? Where it is good, but it's not really great. And then there came up some criticism, and he actually resigned from his post in early 2022, Max Eberl did, citing mental health issues. Basically being burned out and struggling with all these. And then he resigned. And of course, everyone was in favor of that. I mean, if you really have that, and if you are open about it, especially in the football world where people can be nasty, especially in social media. Everyone was in favor of that. And he needed a break, maybe after 14 years. I mean, it might not be surprising that some people have mental health issues in that kind of business, right? So he took a break. And then he signed with Leipzig in December of 2022, which didn't do him much favor because some people said, really? Now he's back, right? But I never judge like health issues and stuff. That is really unfair. Mm-hmm. That he signed with Leipzig, with one of the most controversial clubs in Germany because of the history, how it actually was established and so on. Didn't do him any good. Leipzig just played last weekend. They played at Gladbach, and some, of course, there were some banners inside the stadium, like against Max Eberl because he signed. He works for RB Leipzig for Red Bull. I think he views Leipzig just like many other people do, more as a stepping stone, as like a, you know, like something where you can, as a jumping platform where you can actually elevate yourself, but then being ready to make the next step. Like a Dominik Szoboszlai, he was at Salzburg, went to Leipzig, had also the chance to sign for a few other clubs, but he went to Leipzig, established himself as an internationally recognized player, and then he moved to Liverpool. That was always the plan. It was never the plan for Szoboszlai to stay at Leipzig.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It's a bit of the fate of Leipzig. I mean, fans might not like to hear it, but it is what it is right now. So I can see Abel moving again. Only thing that might put a question mark behind it is he only joined in December last year. Mm-hmm. So moving again in, let's say, July 2024 after 18 months, it's a bit quick for a sporting director, but it wouldn't be unheard of. It would be weird if he would do it now, right? After like what, 10 months? That you have to be careful about your reputation, because then you look like someone who's a bit erratic and doesn't know what he wants to do. But next year, yeah, I can see that. I mean, and as I said, like there's Bayern Munich who are interested in him, but make no mistake about it, Bayern Munich, they have like what right now is going on at Bayern Munich is they have too many cooks and not enough stew. As I said, so they have so many people in charge of everything. They have like Dresen, who did the Kane deal. They have Herbert Heiner, the former Adidas CEO, who's like the chairman now. They have Karl-Heinz Rummenigge and Uli Hoeneß. The old guard is still there. Christoph Freund is the sporting director. Thomas Tuchel and his staff. And Thomas Tuchel is one of the most outspoken coaches you can find, right? So there are so many people there. And even some of the old, of the people who worked under Hasan Salihamidžić, they're also still there. So yeah, they have like 50 people who are kind of in charge. So if Abel wants to be the 16th, figuratively spoken, I don't know. I mean, at Liverpool, he would be the one next to Klopp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only thing, and I play the ball back to you, sorry that I don't want to run the show here, but the only thing I'm somewhat cautious about is Max Abel would still be like a Jürgen Klopp hire in a sense. It mm-hmm. would feel like that. The next German at Liverpool, and how long will Jürgen Klopp actually be at Liverpool? And might that be a little bit of a weird thing if Jürgen Klopp leaves and Max Eberl is still there?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, actually. It's interesting you brought it up, because Schmadtke was such a Klopp hire. Like, that was just a Klopp hire through and through. Like, it was such a left-field appointment. It just had to be all Jürgen Klopp. It felt, in the simplest, most sort of layman's possible of senses, he was bringing a mate in. We have an expression here, jobs for the boys. Now, it's probably a bit more than that, but it was very much like, come on, mate, help me do some deals and successfully, potentially. Yeah. But yeah, with Abel, I was going to ask you that. Could he work with Jürgen Klopp? Because Klopp is under contract until 2026 at the moment. There's still hope, and it might only be hope, that he signs a new deal. We're going to talk in a moment about the Germany job and all that type of talk as well. But we hope that Klopp stays longer than 2026. But even in the short term, do you think the working relationship between someone like Max Eberl and Jürgen Klopp would be a successful one? Do you think they could work together? Do you think that dynamic makes sense? Because I know how Jürgen Klopp works. I don't know how Max Eberl works necessarily, but what would your opinion be on that?
Yeah, I think they could work together. I think Eberl is smart enough to work with many different coaches. As I said, he had the best results he scored at Gladbach, or he achieved at Gladbach, was together with Lucien Favre. Who then, you know, who coached Dortmund for a while and so on. And Lucien Favre is a bit of a complex character. Not a nice guy, but he's a complex character. He's not the most ordinary person you can find. You know, he has like his some of weird habits, and he has his opinions on things, not in a bad way, but he's also very sensitive. Like if some executive tells him that no, you can't sign this player and that player, then he might actually say, all right, then I resign. I mean, if I don't get my way. So Max Eberl worked with him quite well for years, so I think he can also maybe sit back a little bit and be the coach, or be the coach the boss, and do his job. And I mean, that's what you need to do, what you sign up for when you join Liverpool right now is, okay, Jürgen Klopp is running the show, and he's the center of attention, and he's even more the center of attention than any player on the field right now. I mean, Darwin Nunez can score 50 goals, but it's still Jürgen Klopp. It was especially like with Jordan Henderson now gone and so on, right? You don't have like that one club legend figure. So it's really Jürgen Klopp is like a club legend now in a sense, which is kind of weird to say. But yeah, this is what it is. Gerard, Henderson, and then Klopp. So yeah. No, but you know what I mean. And I think Max Eberl can deal with that. And even right now at Leipzig, he's a bit more laid back, even compared to his time at Gladbach. Because Marco Rose is the head coach at Leipzig, and he is the one doing all the press conferences. He's the one talking about the team and so on. And Max Eberl is maybe even so a bit more laid back, or maybe sitting a bit more back and not in the driver's seat because of what he experienced in the last two or so years at Gladbach, where he then suffered from mental health issues. Maybe he doesn't want to overcook himself, basically, right? And to struggle again. Maybe that's also a life lesson for people, especially in executive roles, that maybe sometimes I need to put on the brakes a little bit. Otherwise, I'm like burning out again. And no one wants that. So yeah, I mean, with Jürgen Klopp, I mean, there's always someone who's charged up.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.